Hey, little babies. Welcome. This is Roger Saloom. Big Rod Saloom to you. My full name is actually Roger. I can't believe my life is so complex. Saloom. You just heard I Hear You Knocking by Little Richard. Now, a lot of blues, they come down from a funny heritage. You know, they come down. Sometimes I Hear You Knocking might have been some other title, but it was kind of the same song. So they're always borrowing from each other and taking from each other. This song is unusual because he says the first line three times. And usually in blues, you just repeat the first line once. But he does it three times. He says it, and then he rhymes it. That's an unusual blues song. But that's the way many songs were originally written. But so it's kind of like a blues song. They call it a rhythm and blues song. And a few people are claiming to have written it. Dave Bartholomew, who is really one of the kings of production. And I think he wrote it. And you can see how clean that production is. That is almost surely from Cosmo Matassa's studio in New Orleans. And Little Richard, well, he was a very flamboyant fellow. And they said he kind of based some of his persona on a guy named Escarita, who was a female impersonator, who was also a singer. So Little Richard kind of grew out of Escarita. My friend Charles Neville said that's probably where Little Richard got some of his onstage presence. But anyway, there it was. Started out with that drums banging and banging and banging and banging and just getting to you right away. Those early records out of New Orleans were just amazing. That song been recorded many, many times. But I just wanted to say that to you, that it's a good way to start off. I Hear You Knocking, but you can't come in. Yeah, relationships are complex, folks. They're very complex. You got to work at them. You got to keep trying to meld them and talk them, stuff like that. You got to have a lot of forgiveness in your heart to get it to work. You know, you got to have some love in your heart. And even then, sometimes it won't work. But you got to try because it's worth it, generally. You're together for a reason. Anyway, so that's all I had to say about Little Richard, except I think his first recordings, him and Fats Domino, were the best recordings ever in early rock and roll. No comparison. I want to go right to another guy that's nothing like Little Richard, a fellow named Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who created himself a persona of being a cowboy. He was really looks like maybe, you know, a Greek Jewish kid out of New York City, but he was really brilliant. This is my favorite song of his. He goes down to New Orleans, and he goes to a party, and follow how it goes along. It goes pretty, moves along pretty well, but it's nothing like that first song. So Toulouse, you know, Henri Toulouse-Lautrec is one of my heroes. I went to Paris and found out where his last living place was and followed the path from the Moulin Rouge up to his apartment on the third, fourth floor. You could see the window of his apartment. And he used to go down sober every night in the early part of the night and go back completely plastered after he had drunk a lot of Anisette and watched the girls dance and stuff and had fun. Henri Toulouse-Lautrec. You should get some of his posters. You can buy copies pretty cheap. But so Ramblin' Jack's at Toulouse Street. Follow this along. I guarantee you'll love it. Just go with the flow on that one. This is the wonderful Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who was a storyteller first.
Around about 1953, I went down to New Orleans. Perhaps I should say many years ago. It was in the summertime. Went down there with Frank and Guy. We sang and bussed our way through the Smoky Mountains and on down to New Orleans. While we were down there, we had the name of a fellow to look up. Billy Thayer was a five-string banjo picker. lived in a house called 912 Toulouse Street. And the way we found him, well, that was a whole nother song. Let's just say we found Billy Fair, and he took us over there to 912 Toulouse Street. The only entrance I knew to this place is over a back fence, up an alley, and over a fence, by some garbage cans. Look out for that rusty nail. Now you're up, now you're over. Cement over patio, all paved with concrete, with a banana tree in the middle of it. Well, I never did see no bananas hanging on it. As they said, it was a banana tree. And a wooden staircase leading up to a wooden balcony that connected all the various different musicians, different various pads. And a gray cat with three legs named Gray. That used to lope along and fall down. Cause Gray, he had a stroke and couldn't run too good on them three legs nohow. It was very hot there and humid in August, what with the wind coming off the Mrs. Miller River by the Jack's Brewery. And around towards sundown, the weather broke into a tropical rainstorm. And the rain came. And there was this girl there that had once been an ex-ballet dancer, and she took all her clothes off and danced around in the rain, around the banana tree, round and around, and I followed suit. Till the rain stopped, and so naturally everybody ran indoors. And we sat around drinking Billy Fair's wine and getting acquainted. Till it was almost sunup. And as day started breaking, everybody started splitting over that back alley fence, which was the only entrance I ever knew to that place. And I split too. Stayed around 3 weeks in New Orleans. Never did see the light of day. never have been back. Did you ever stand and shiver just because you were looking at a river?
So here's another song by a completely different songwriter from another generation, Bonnie Raitt. And she wrote this song after a lot of trouble in a relationship. And she was coming out of it and coming out of a bunch of struggles. It was produced by Don Was. It's called Nick of Time. I'll just recite some of the lyrics to get you started. Friend of mine, she cries at night. She calls me on the phone. Sees babies everywhere she goes. And she wants one of her own. She's waited long enough, she says. And she still can't. He can't decide. Pretty soon she'll have to choose, and it tears it up inside. She is scared, scared to run out of time. So enjoy this one. I think you'll love it. This was all part of this album, Nick of Time. She won like 4 Grammy Awards, and it was a number one record. So I hope you like it. It's Bonnie Raitt, Nick of Time.
Again.
was Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival. There's a connection between those two, Bonnie Raitt and Creedence. I believe Bonnie at the time, she's lived in Boston for a while, but I also know she lived in the Bay Area, and I think that's where she still lives. And that's where the Creedence guys lived. They all went to El Cerrito High School. I got involved on and off with them, we were passed through each other's lives. I knew them before they were famous, knew them after they had broken up and been phenomenally famous. And I just reconnected with Stu Cook, the bass player. We've been fooling around with different stuff, just fun stuff, radio station and things like that. And Stu said, they would get songs and they would all work at them and put it all together. And they'd made their biggest records all, and they'd make a whole record in like 3 days of recording. And they did that, their first few albums. They were very quick because they had already had the songs. They'd already been playing them. And this one, I just like the descending bass and guitar line in it. And there's a piano in there, something you don't expect in a Creedence song. And the bass line echoes. They all play that same bass line. So I hope you enjoyed that. So I'm going to play one of my own songs. I had a girlfriend, and her name was Barbara. And she had a bunch of kids. And it was the first time I was sort of like a father figure to anybody. She had a little boy named Stevie. And I really felt I was sort of like his dad, and I was too young to be a dad, and I wish I knew what I was doing then. I like to tell audience 75% of my life is made up of misperceptions and misunderstandings, mistakes, and terrible crippling remorse. The other 25% is pretty darn good. So, I do my best. I've done my best. I don't know. I try to look for the light and goodness. But I connected with Stevie. His mom has passed on. But I connected with him personally a couple years ago and actually spent some time together. I didn't quite know what to say to him. But we talked, and it was just a sweet time together. He hung out with me. I did a little show. And I like this song because it's kind of obliquely said, but he just passes around. I don't know if you can hear that buzz. That's somebody mowing my lawn. That's part of the sound effects. We always like that. It's like a machine gun. We like those rapid mechanical sounds. Anyway, I like this little Stevie song. I don't always like all my songs when I go back and listen at them. This is not one of my popular songs, but I'm going to get a gun and go out and kill that lawnmower guy. I don't have a gun. I'll hit him with a mic stand. Get away from my window. Poor guy's just trying to do his job. Anyway, here he is. He's threatening. Do you have a squirt gun, Hayden? Getting Hayden Felsher over here. He's the guy that keeps it all together. Look at, I think this guy just wants to really come into our building. That's what he really wants to do. So anyway, here's little Stevie. I listened to it. I finally decided I really liked it. You probably never heard it. You'll never hear it again. But a little song about a little boy and his mother and family in southern Indiana. I wish I could bless people. I bless them.
Topeka. I sit him down, try to show him how easy life could be. How do you talk to a 7-year-old who's out of sight?
Every time I look around,
Memphis Minnie. You're going to hear her from time to time with me. If you listen to me, because I just love her. She makes me feel so good. If you see my rooster, please run him back home, I think is the line. Memphis Minnie.
Unfaithful servant, I hear you leaving soon in the morning. To send you away, unfaithful servant. You don't have to say you're sorry if you've done it just for the spite, or did you do it just for the glory? Like a stranger, you turned your back, left your key. Servant, I can hear the whistle blowing. Yes, that train is a coming, and soon you'll be going. Let us not bow our heads, for we won't be complaining. Is all I can do. It's no one's fault. Makes no difference if we fade away. It's just as it was. It's much too cold for me to stay. Goodbye to that country home.
It's Unfaithful Servant by the band. Before that was Memphis Minnie. The band lives or lived right near me. Now they don't live anywhere. It's just, I think Robbie's out in L.A. And LaVon lives still around Woodstock. But the other guys are gone. I love that song. And, you know, it was another about a breakup and hurt feelings and people of different stations in life coming together. There's one by Tim Hardin about that. The Lady Came from Baltimore. Let's play that one. About people being one up or one down from each other and meeting, perceiving themselves as being in different categories or classes, but love bringing them together. So here's another one.
Lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her reins and run. Then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none. How she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all that that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with a lady, got away with none.
Sometimes I like songs just because of the sound, the sonic sound. I like this Mississippi Queen because of the musicianship. Just that kind of sonic sound. It's just that thing. I like Jerry Rafferty that way, too. He's got a song called Right Down the Line, and I like that for that reason, too. Just because of the sound and the feel. But the feel, it all comes together, but the feel is important. Yeah, there's that lawnmower guy again. So he's using a different piece of equipment. How would the headline read? Radio guy shoots lawnmower. Should I
lawnmower
do? Lawnmower guy killed by squirt gun. I think he's using a weed whacker.
We're down.
So back in the 60s and early 70s, we were running on instinct and intuition all the time. And we came up with these names of bands, you know, like you might name your band Clump of Dirt, or you might name your band Seagulls or whatever. This group named their band Mountain, which is a noun. It's a common noun. But if you listen to it, I think it's Randy West is the guitar player. I'm not sure, but he, you know, the production quality, the musicianship, the capturing the you know, a magical day in the studio, the guitar playing and the singing, that's what seduced me on this song. It was just so clean and gifted. So I really loved this song. I think it's called Mississippi Queen, and it's by Mountain. I think the guitar player is Randy West.
Thank you.
So that was Jerry Rafferty. He has passed away. He was kind of a reclusive guy. I know he struggled with alcohol, but he had some beautiful songs. And he, again, was a sensuous producer of his own music. And this song is a lovely, lovely love song. I hope you liked it. And the next thing we're going to do is another kind of sensuous songwriter. He's got a soaring tenor voice, Seth Glear. He's a local guy right here in Massachusetts. He actually lives about a mile from me, and he used to be my keyboard player. And now he has his own vibrant career. He plays like 200 dates a year. And he wrote this song. It's very Beatlesque. Listen to the elements of it. If it doesn't remind you of the Beatles, then you check your pulse. So here's Birds by Seth Glear.
He comes, he goes, perched upon my window, balanced for a minute for a song. Be back up to his home where he belongs. Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder what he sees. Feels like the birds are
So the last tune in this show is a song called Pearls. Was written by Jelly Roll Morton, who was the first fellow to annotate jazz music. He actually wrote it down. If you can imagine how early he was. He played in brothels in New Orleans. He was a mulatto. I think he was part white, part black. He's a brilliant musician, very opinionated guy. I think he has the first black guy to put gold on his front teeth, something like that. He was a total character, a genius. But this song, Pearls, is done by Wynton Marsalis's Modern Band, and I think he did it in Edison Sound Studio in New Jersey and tries to use the same gear. But listen to how joyous the introduction is. It just captures all that's good about jazz. And I want to introduce this because it's so different from everything I've been playing. So I hope you like it. And here's Wynton Marsalis doing an arrangement and a song by the brilliant Jelly Roll Morton. So is Wynton the brilliant and lovely. So here you go, Pearls by Wynton Marsalis. So just in case you're getting too thoughtful, I'm going to put this tune on by the Isley Brothers called Shout. I think the thing might be just one chord, and I think there's only one word, which is shout. No, shout, you make me want to shout. just so you don't get too cerebral on me. Just dig it. It's all good music. It's really great. It's just, you know, whether you're going from your intestinal system or you're from your heart or from your head or from your groin or from the space between your toes, music can be appreciated so many different ways. Listen to these guys shout. The Beatles copied them. Everyone copied them. They're just so primal, you know. And try to play this stuff. It's a lot harder to play than you think. It's sometimes the music, it's what you leave out that makes it charming. So here's Shout.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better.
Say you will.
Come on now.
Say
that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on. Come on now,
say,
I still remember
doo-dee-doo-ba,
when you used to be 9 years old.
Doo-dee-doo-ba,
yeah, yeah, I was a fool for you,
doo-dee-doo-ba,
from the bottom of my soul.
Doo-dee-doo-ba,
yeah,
doo-dee-doo-ba,
now that you've grown up, doo-dee-doo-ba,
doo-dee-doo-ba,
grown enough to know,
doo-dee-doo-ba,
yeah, yeah, but you wanna leave,
doo-dee-doo-ba,
you wanna let me go. I want you to know. I said, I want you to know right now. Yeah, you've been good to me, baby. Better than I've been to myself. Hey, hey. And if you ever leave me, I don't want nobody else. Hey, hey. I said, I want you to know.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.